Live 90.5, Dominic here playing all the music right through until about 2 p.m. today with the live outside broadcast from the zoo. And I think we've got someone live at the zoo at the moment. I think we've got Scott out over there and Liam. Is that right?
Dom, you couldn't be more right. How are you going back there in the studio?
Good, mate. Good. Everything's going to plan, I think.
Well, I mean, it's an amazing day here. Thank you so much for doing it back there. Look, Scott and I have just done a massive tour of the zoo. Very lucky. We also interviewed before David Kirshner, who's the curator of reptiles, and he took us really, really thankfully on a tour of the whole entire zoo.
Yeah, it was fantastic, particularly in the reptile section where he did take us a little bit backstage, felt like a bit of a celebrity. As we were walking around, gave us a bit of a guided tour, showed us everything in his enclosures that he looks after, and you really wouldn't think that much goes into the smaller details. Was the finer things that David pointed out, which were absolutely outstanding.
Well, look, if you take a look here, if you come to Sydney Zoo, if you're lucky enough to, which you definitely should, because we're all about bringing tourism to Western Sydney, and what a better way to put a zoo right smack bang in the middle of it. The best thing to do would be to go and look at the reptiles, and what you can do is you can, you know, Scott and I have a better appreciation now of what actually goes into the way that these enclosures have been built, which is just incredible. You never think about that. If you're just someone walking through the zoo, goes, yep, cool, there's a snake in there, there's a lizard in here. But once you get the backside, the information that goes into it, it's incredible stuff. Like, tell us some of the things that we learned just before.
Well, David was saying that there is actually a flow of how the animals are, how the reptiles are put in their little habitats. And so they put animals that cohabitate together if they live in a similar space or they live in the same environment. But there's also just the same flow of it goes from one to the next to the next. And it's like a joining rock. They're taking it from actual landscapes out in Lithgow. They've gone out there with drones. They've gone out there with cameras and taken all this photography and then modelled it off a real life environment, which is outstanding. The paintings and the pictures on the back wall, like even David was saying before, that the outside of the pictures, because it is a digital picture in the background, the outside of the pictures is originally a blue frame, but he himself has gotten in there and painted it to suit so it looks like one flowing piece. It was absolutely incredible.
It's pretty great. And one thing that I thought, which is so amazing what he's done, because obviously he's the curator, he's come up with the idea of the whole entire enclosure. What happens is, for those of you listening at home, the enclosure, they share the reptiles with the nocturnal animals as well. And so what they do is, gradually, as you get through the reptile enclosures into the nocturnal, the lights dim. And so this changes, so you don't have your eyes don't have to change too much from when you walk out outside to go to the nocturnal enclosure after you've been in the reptiles. Just the intricate details that go into...
It's the ambience. It's a good word choice. Good for me.
It's the ambient light. Yeah, nice work, Scott.
And then he was throwing...
It's rare from you, mate.
Yeah, I know. I don't usually come out with the big words. He was also telling us about some of the animals at the zoo and some of the reptiles that he's got. Liam, did you know that all scorpions glow in the dark?
Well, I didn't know until about 15 minutes ago.
It's incredible. He showed us one type of scorpion that if you go into the desert at night with a black light, you can actually see all these scorpions because they will glow. It's incredible. Look, you wouldn't have thought that, would you? Of all animals, the scorpion, it's only a couple of inches long, some of them.
Amazing stuff. Look, I think for the people listening at home, if you're usually a regular listener of the Tuesday breakfast show or the Thursday breakfast show, and Scott comes with me on a Tuesday, it's a bit rare us not talking about any news, don't you think?
I know, I almost pulled out the Herald.
I know.
Almost went through it, but it's good to be here today and to learn things from a different perspective, like to learn things from David, to learn things as just walking around the zoo and seeing all the habitats here. It is a sight to see, for sure.
It's amazing. It's seriously amazing. And like I said before, it's so important, the drive to bring tourism to Western Sydney. We're getting the new airport. We have a new zoo. I mean, it's just going to be the new, I suppose, central location of Sydney.
This may be a bit off the record. Is Wonderland still coming back?
Wonderland?
I thought they were bringing a Wonderland back.
That'd be nice.
It would be. Attractions in Western Sydney and even Western Sydney Parklands, where Sydney Zoo is located. Western Sydney Parklands is a great place to get around. There's dog parks, there's bush tracks, there's bike tracks, all in Western Sydney. It's a great place to check out.
Amazing stuff. And we're thankful to be here today. Thank you, Alive 90.5, for the opportunity. Thank you to Sydney Zoo for hosting us here at Sydney Zoo. It's amazing stuff. If you haven't been here, make sure you come down and have a look around. It's amazing. I've said amazing about six times in that sentence. but it's the only way to describe where we are. Look, Dom, if you're back in the studio, we'll take it back from you.
That was simply an amazing couple of minutes, mate.
It was amazing. Thank you, Dom, and you're doing an amazing job back there as well.
See you, guys.